Today on the Camel Ag Report, I'll be talking heat and drought. Dry conditions continue to intensify across Missouri, especially the southern half of the state, according to the June 30th U.S. Drought Monitor map. June was overall a hotter than average month for Missouri, averaging about 2 degrees above normal, and was also a dry month for most locations, said Pat Gwinnon, University of Missouri Extension state climatologist. Parts of central and southern Missouri have received less than half inch of rain since early June. Impacts are notable, with brown lawns and stressed crops, gardens, and pastures, Gwinnon said. Pond levels are also dropping with little rainfall and high evaporation rates. Without significant and widespread rainfalls, conditions will continue to quickly deteriorate, especially with extreme heat forecasts to return, he said. The public is invited to submit information to help local, state, and national decision makers assess drought conditions and impacts of Missouri, Gwinnon said. You may submit information about conditions in your area to a national survey called Condition Monitoring Observer Reports, CMOR. Go to go.unl.edu/CMOR drought to submit a report. The survey is for reporting conditions and impacts within the U.S. and its territories. You can directly access the CMOR map at Drought Condition Monitoring Observations and Reports 2022. The survey and map will be helpful when it comes to assessing drought conditions and compiling impact reports at the local, county, and state level, Gwinnon said. The survey also lets users submit information on extreme conditions and everything in between, from severely dry to severely wet. Input from Missourians helps decision makers gain a more complete portrayal of drought and flood conditions affecting the Show Me State, he said. A related resource is the U.S. Drought Monitor. That's droughtmonitor.unl.edu, a weekly map showing the location and intensity of drought in the U.S. The map is primarily based on objective measurements such as climatic, hydrologic, and soil conditions, as well as reported impacts and observations from hundreds of contributors across the country, Gwinnon said. Drought Monitor authors assess data and impact information and use their best judgment to create the weekly drought map, he said. Drought reports from the survey are available to the public and archived for future use. I encourage your participation, Gwinnon said. Nobody knows a drought and its impacts better than a person living in the affected area. Your local input and expertise are valued and provide additional information on how drought affects your area. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. I wrote a song about a tortilla. Actually, it is more like a rap. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.